This is episode 2264 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day one of a brand new series we are launching into this week. This is a series we all can relate to. If you live in this world at this time, you may be experiencing crisis fatigue. Fatigue from living through a global pandemic, facing uncertainty, facing economic, social, and political unrest where you live, possibly. So this is a series for you to begin to pick up the pieces of your life again as you manage your crisis fatigue. You might wonder what crisis fatigue is all about. Crisis fatigue is a term that has to do with feeling as though there's ongoing or prolonged changes or losses in your life, whether you feel this way alone or in a group experience, such as we're experiencing together globally. But you also might be experiencing a relationship loss or the death of a loved one or an illness you're experiencing, the loss of a job or having to put dreams and goals on hold or having to abandon them all together. We are all going through so many different things because of the global pandemic specifically. And sometimes when you hear people say, oh, well, actually, this has been the best time of my life, I sometimes cringe because even though this past year for me has been a time where I've learned and I've grown, it is hard to live through a pandemic. So if you are feeling exhaustion, rage, or maybe you're feeling a sense of hopelessness and despair, or even downright desperation, stress, anxiety, and a sense of being hypervigilant because you're feeling as though your mind and body are so geared to living in a crisis that you can't seem to calm down, you also might be experiencing grief. So these are just a few of the common symptoms of crisis fatigue that you'll be discovering in this week's series. When you don't manage your crisis fatigue, it can express as a sense of feeling burned out about your life, a sense of hopelessness and despair, and you might find it hard to concentrate, and you may wonder if things will ever get back to normal for you. So I want you to know there is hope, and this week is a week for you to get your hope back. So you have a special challenge this week. With each week's series, we always have a weekly challenge or quest that we follow, and it has to do with an intention you set for yourself this week. So your challenge is to set boundaries for yourself. And this can be in regard to boundaries with your job, with family, with loved ones, with yourself. And this is going to help you regain a sense of control and also to begin to deal with the impact on your life of this crisis. So get ready for your boundary challenge. If you find that this topic really speaks to you, as always, you know where you can find more support. I have an app called the Sip and Om Meditation App, where I also share daily meditations. I do these series right along with you. But on the app, I share a full 30-minute guided meditation experience. You also get a little more support, as you can imagine. You get a journal with a daily reflection question to go more deeply into this series, you also receive a guide. The guide has all the techniques right at your fingertips that I encourage you to apply and do as you go through the series. You'll even find an herbal tea that can support you, as well as a yoga pose to focus on this week. So this is where you can find more support, the Sip and Om meditation app. I'm also sharing daily reflection questions and meditation focus in your journal prompt on my Sip and Om Instagram. So if you check it each day, my story, I will share with you what's happening on the podcast and app to support you along the way. So I also want to share with you a message from a fellow meditator. This is from David, who writes from Munich in Germany. David says, I've been following along with the meditations that you offer on the podcast throughout the pandemic, and I have turned to the different techniques again and again. They've helped me so much in my life. I've been sharing them with my family and my acquaintances. I find that having a little extra support from family and friends who can relate to what I'm trying to learn in my life as I meditate has improved my overall meditation commitment and experience. I wanted to share this with you because I hope you'll mention this to others, to maybe partner up with friends who could also support them as they meditate. David, thank you so much. And I think what you suggest is excellent. So maybe as you go through this series, you know for a fact that every single person you know is experiencing the pandemic. Maybe you could share this series and the meditation techniques you're discovering with others. Just tell them about the podcast. Or if they don't really listen to podcasts, then maybe your goal this week could be to share what you learned in each episode with someone else. That can involve others who could help support you on your own meditation journey. So settle yourself down now and let's do this. Let's manage your crisis fatigue. Sit up straight. You could lie down, but when you lie down, you're more likely to fall asleep. When you sit up straight, you're alert and you're more focused. Make sure your body is comfortable. Make sure your feet are planted firmly on the ground if you're seated in a chair. Or if you're on the floor, you might want to use some pillows to pad those pressure points such as knees and ankles. Now begin to notice your breath, each inhale and exhale through your nose. Anytime your mind begins to wander, bring it back to your breath, trying to lengthen each inhale and exhale will help you to focus again. Bring to mind how you're feeling right now and name your emotion. Notice if you hold this emotion somewhere in your body, and you might find it hard to relax that part of your body, and that's okay. Every day is a new experience as you meditate. You get better and stronger at it. Now bring to mind a crisis you are going through, whether it's the pandemic or any other part of your life where you're feeling burned out and a little hopeless. Just notice where you need support the most in your life. Maybe this could become your focus for this week, where each meditation has you focusing on this part of your life. Or maybe you want to focus on your life overall in general. Allow yourself to slow down and notice how you feel, and to honor exactly how you feel at this moment, at this time. Allow yourself to unfold to a new experience where you shift to feeling as though you have a little more control in your life. As you inhale and exhale through your nose, deepen any experiences of stillness and allow yourself to sit for as long as you feel comfortable experiencing this inner stillness. That's all you have to do. Each day, these stillness moments increase your ability to manage stress. You are so worth slowing down for.